Welcome back to Current State. A new production opening tonight at MSU's Wharton Center pays homage to the Harlem Renaissance. In the 1920s, the arts were a white-dominated industry in America. Most representations of African-American life were done in parody. One of the most popular programs of the day was Amos and Andy. It debuted in 1928 with two white actors who would later appear on screen in blackface. But at the same time, an explosion of African-American literature, dance, and music was coming out of New York's Harlem neighborhood. Tonight, The Garden of Joy opens for a two-night run at the Wharton Center. Current State's Kevin Lavery stepped back in time to Harlem, New York, 1929.
In the 1920s, America was teeming with cars and credit, juke joint jazz, and bathtub booze. The whole country, it seemed, was caught up in the perpetual pursuit of happiness. African Americans left the South in droves in search of jobs up north. They found new homes in many cities, Detroit, Chicago, Cleveland. But for blacks with dreams of fame and fortune, no urban mecca shined brighter than New York's uptown enclave, Harlem. Harlem boasted a number of legendary nightclubs like the Cotton Club, the Savoy Ballroom, and the Garden of Joy, depicted on stage this week at the Wharton Center. These hotspots were the nexus through which streamed a torrent of black culture.
So you have a period in the 20s where there's a party that went on in a beautiful, concentrated area.
That's actor Sean Hamilton, who portrays record company tycoon Harry Pace.
African Americans felt free to talk about their experiences in the South and
openly,
what it meant.
Yes, without having that fear of what would happen to them and the consequences.
The lady finishing Hamilton's thought is Charita Best, who brings chanteuse Dorothy Battle to life. A momentous occasion propels the storyline, a live radio broadcast from the dance floor of the Garden of Joy. It's New Year's Eve, 1929. Stocks have crashed, the Depression is looming. It's Harlem's last hurrah. Garden of Joy expresses both the celebrations and commiserations of African-American life. The Harlem Renaissance was the launch pad for many black superstars, Josephine Baker, Billie Holiday, Duke Ellington. But music director Alvin Waddles notes the stigma of segregation was never far away.
They were playing at the Cotton Club to largely white audiences because if you were African-American, you couldn't come to the Cotton Club. So, you know, you had all these opportunities for performance without yet being allowed into society. And we, of course, know that this whole trend would continue even through World War II, where you were allowed to fight for your country but not really live in it.
You can feel the wrongdoing in Best's voice when the lady sings the blues. The Harlem Renaissance was also a study in communal advancement. The 20s possessed a distinctly liberal activism that was rarely seen until the 1960s. Harlem was the birthplace of the Rent Party, a rollicking soiree where neighbors passed the hat. Again, music director Alvin Waddles.
They were striving to help one another just to exist. Even artists who were doing relatively well on a certain social economic plane were not disconnected from the rest of their society.
Singer Charita Best says that's where the fictitious radio show meets the historic Harlem tradition.
And then at the end, what happens is we actually have a rent party, which is different and unique because normally rent parties were held at homes. You know, everyone got together and chipped in and helped each other out. This is a little different. This is unique. So there's never been a like radio rent party. So that's what makes this slightly different from, you know, the normal rent parties that they would have in Harlem.
Up to the Savoy Ballroom. Half the Savoy full of people doing the Lindy Hop.
Woo! Oh, baby, who let you in here?
All right now, baby. Let's see what you got.
You can.
All right.
While music is central to the Garden of Joy, it's not a musical per se. It also infuses the writings of poets like Langston Hughes, County Cullen, and W.E.B. Du Bois. Actor Sean Hamilton says the production is a snapshot of a shining moment in American history.
It only lasted for a very short period of time. Money flowed and artistry flowed, and once the 30s came and the Depression really hit, that gate came down.
Of course, the Depression was not the end of Black cultural vitality. In the end, says Best, the Garden of Joy is a tale of survival.
As a people, that's what we know to do, how to survive during the good times and the bad times. I mean, we make the most out of anything. We can take, you know, nothing and make something out of it.
The Garden of Joy runs tonight and tomorrow in the Wharton Center's Payson Theater at Michigan State University. For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.